along with its kissing cousin, that makes the newly illuminated want to share with everyone. And that was not like Doge at all, nor like any other Nuang Bo of my experience. Only Mother Goda and Tobo ever chattered, and between them, they revealed less than Uncle Doge on a particularly reticent day. Doge continued.
He says his original reason for being created was to manage the machinery that saw that travelers got where they wanted to go. Over time, there were battles upon the plain, wars between the worlds. This fortress was built around him, and at every stage he was saddled with additional duties. Sleepy, the creature is half as old as time itself. He actually witnessed the battle between Kina and the demons when the Lords of Light fought the Lords of Darkness. It was the first great war between the worlds. It did take place here on the plain, and none of the myths have got it close to right.
That was interesting, and I said so. But I refused to allow the past's allure to seduce me right now.
I must confess a grand temptation to create a permanent camp here,
Doge enthused.
It will take lifetimes to recover and record everything. He's seen so much. He remembers the children of the dead, Sleepy. To him the passing of the Nuang Bo de Duang happened just yesterday. We need only to keep him convinced that we should have his help.
I looked questions at each of my companions. Riverwalker finally volunteered. He's got to have been stuffing himself with the demon food. Meaning he thought Doge was out of character a few leagues, too. Several others also went through big changes when they overindulged. That much I understood already. Tobo, have you undergone a complete character shift, too? He had not said a word. That was remarkable. He had an opinion about everything.
He scared the crap out of me, Sleepy.
He? Who?
The demon. The monster. Shvetya. He looked inside my head. He talked to me there. I think he did it to my father, too. For years and years, maybe. In the annals? When Dad thought Kina or the Protector were manipulating him? I'm betting that lots of times it was really Shvetya.
That could be. That really could be. The world is infested with superhuman things that toy with the destinies of individuals and nations. Guni priests have been claiming that for 100 generations. The gods were banging elbows with each other, stirring the cauldron. But none of those gods were my god, the true god, the Almighty, who seemed to have elected to elevate himself above the fray. I needed the solace of my kind of priest, and there were none nearer than 500 miles. How many stories are there about this place? I asked Doge. And how many of them are true?
I suspect we haven't yet heard 1 out of 10, the old swordmaster replied.
He grinned. He was enjoying himself.
And I wouldn't be surprised if most of them are true. Can you sense it? This fortress, this plain. They are many things at the same time. Until recently, I believed it had to be the land of unknown shadows, as your captain believed that it had to be Katovar. But it's only a pathway to other places, and Shvetya, the steadfast guardian, is many things too. Including, I think, infinitely weary of being everything that he's had.